that some of my critics say my songs at times are a bit risque. Well, that's their opinion, which they're entitled to. But I believe with all my sauce and spice that I dish out a lot of good advice to those who really need it, or at least I try to. So if at times I'm a bit too frank or too blunt, believe me, folks, I mean no affront. I'm just not a double-talking phony. I can't help telling a wife or a bride the naked truth, because I'm qualified as a veteran of three wars of matrimony. For frankly discussing the facts of life, I need no alibi. If that guy Kinsey can get away with it, by golly, so can I. I've read his book, and I'm telling you, I could have told him a couple of things or two. For what he's just discovering, I'll have you know, I knew all about that stuff 40 years ago. However, tonight, my subject again is my favorite topic, the married men. Now, there's a well-known book by Miss Emily Post, tells you how to treat your guest or host, which fork to use, even how to peel bananas. But in this book of etiquette, I have failed to find, to my regret, one line, not one word on bedside manners. Now, there's a subject that's been sadly neglected, to which some thought should be directed, because I'm very often hurt to see the utter lack of courtesy on the part of gentlemen who are, shall we say, uncouth in the boudoir. I mean, of course, of the lawful wife after several years of married life. No chivalry, no gracious charm. They act like they just got off of a farm. No gallantry, no finesse, no waiting for a lady's yes. At a moment when they should be sweet, romantic, courteous, discreet, they're rough and gruff and he acts as though they're out on a mule train in Idaho with his hi-ho, hi-ho, a reining bet. Now, you wives, I'm very sorry to say, like schmoes, you take it and meekly obey. Girls, it's all your fault, foolish submitting to it. Must come to a halt, I'm going to tell you how to do it. Make him say please, make him say thanks, or don't give him nothing at all. When Papa comes home and he wants to be petted, you see that he talks pretty to Mama, or he ain't gonna get it. Make him treat you like gentlemen do when they call on a glamorous doll. Why, the least that he can do is to be nice and polite. After all, he isn't spending a thing but the night. So make him say please, make him say thanks, or don't give him nothing at all. The trouble is, you men don't know that there's no difference between a woman over 40 and a gal of 17. Women all fall for that sweet talk from those cocktail cavaliers, and they love the guy that whispers pretty love words in their ears. You ask any Broadway playboy, any Latin gigolo, why middle-aged gals are a cinch. Ask me, I ought to know. But as I said before, it's time we women took a stand against the husbands who don't ask, just order and demand. I mean the guy who stays home every night, never takes you out. His gallantry consists of shouting, "Hey, Bessie, how's about?" Or the hard-boiled busy Romeo, who's got no time to woo. He's strictly a one-word guy, and his one word is new. Girls, you take my tip, insist that he is courteous and gallant. What's more, that's when you can make him come across with what you want. Why, a smart gal does her shopping when she's in her dressing gown. More mink coats are sold in bedrooms than in all the stores in town. So make him behave, don't be his slave, always at his beck and call. Don't let him rush you. Make him wait before you take off that sarong. And if he's over 50, be careful, don't make him wait too long. Just make him say please, make him say thanks, or don't give him nothing at all. Let him suffer.